All right. Handful of you came back. Thank you. This is segment four of program four of the Bigger Picture, unifying true faith and right political action. And I've been doing a screed on Ronnie DeSantis, an icon that his personal icon, though his personality is like a pine cone. Thank God he's got Casey on his side. Anyway, I've been on this tirade against Ronnie DeSantis at age 74, and I'll put my record next to his anytime. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm an older man recognizing the idiocy of what he has done, and I gave him good advice. He needs to go get down on his face before Donald Trump and ask for forgiveness, and then he needs to go and support Donald Trump like every other Republican Christian, moral, conservative person should do, who recognizes our nation is in dire straits and may not exist much after a few days ahead. October 31st, 2024, maybe. I don't know. Just bad things are out there. That there's so many things we don't know. This nation, a couple of us have had a little peek under the tent, and we know the possibilities. The average American is just worried about his golf game or worried about his whether his culture is being treated fairly or what the Los Angeles Dodgers have just done to insult the one who died on the cross for me openly with a bunch of pagan perverts being celebrated on the field for their utter narcissism and their contribution to the destruction of this country. Ron DeSantis is not able to stand up to it. Neither is Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, the princess, tiptoes up after her time, you know, with the UN and being the darling of South Carolina. And she is an attractive, moral, articulate woman, human being. There's very little I don't like about Nikki Haley, or there wasn't until she showed me she is stupid. Yeah. Yeah. Any person in this country that has, well, the inclination to listen to this radio station or at some point to have stood with Donald Trump, or to understand that you don't kill babies in the womb and that there's only two genders. You know, those that had that orientation, and now suddenly Nikki Haley has stepped forward and said, I know better. Yeah, well, you don't. There's not any way Nikki Haley would stand up to what's going to come against Ron DeSantis if he's dumb enough to let himself be elected president. Oh, he doesn't know what's coming. He doesn't know, and they would love him. George Soros wants to put him in there to keep Donald Trump out, because if Donald Trump got in and enough of us were behind him, like Ronnie DeSantis, Princess Nikki Haley, Mike, the charlatan Pence, he's a Christian. I formerly had great respect for him. Mike Pence is a feminized male and needs to get the hell out of the way. There's some fellow named Ryan Binkley. He's a non-denominational pastor. And if he thinks that he is speaking for God by running for president and he's going to get us turned back, he has no idea, because he's working against what I believe God is doing to give us a chance to restore our nation. And it ain't going to be a Ryan Binkley, whatever he may think of himself. And it's not going to be Larry Elder. I'd like to I'd like to think that Larry Elder has some unknown motive that's good for doing what he's doing. You know, he ran in California, and it just didn't work so well. His opposition to that vain idiot governor, I won't even mention his name, he is detestable. But Larry Elder thinks that the black community right now that's ripping apart our culture, I didn't say black race, black culture. We're going to talk about that sometime in the future, and I'm not going to pull any punches. But Larry Elder is, you think that Ron DeSantis wouldn't survive as president. Wait till the great force of the atom that binds the black community together so that roughly about 80% vote the same way and say the same stuff. And produce the garbage rap stuff that you hear and the other things. You know, look at the problems in the city of Memphis. We were just talking about the news today. Tremendous problems. Well, it's more than 50% African American, and it's the culture. It's ground zero for the culture after maybe Ebenezer Baptist Church in Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia. There's a lot of holy sites to black culture, but Memphis doesn't work so well right now. Well, look at the population of blacks who identify with a culture. Boy, Woody, you are on thin ice here. Well, I have folks that will step up and be of a different race than me that would say that I've got a pretty good record in that community. But just like the white liberal culture, I loathe it because it's from hell. Black culture, what they do, they're from hell. To say that you're a black pastor and to vote Democrat and support the things they do, and even as some have done, rewrite scripture. Let's talk about this on the backside. Come back, will you? God bless you.